stand up.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Receive the word of God not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath day he entered the synagogue and he taught. And the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And his fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Have a seat. Now, I know that this has happened to everyone in this room, but when I ask, you're going to want to say it's never happened to you. So I just want you to listen to me, okay? You know that thing that happens where there's more than one of you, more than one kid, probably a whole bunch of kids, maybe a whole class in a classroom or a group in the hallway, or you and your siblings and friends at home, and y'all start talking and being louder than you should. And you know that feeling where you kind of realize now that we're being louder than we should, and the grown-up mom or dad or teacher or grandma or somebody's gonna say something, right? Or maybe even they do say something. So, "Kids, quiet down, quiet down." But you keep going, waiting, waiting, waiting. And then there's that moment. We all know that moment where mom or dad or teacher or father or grandma or coach or whoever says, "Be quiet." Right? That thing that just happened? That's what happened in the gospel. It's not because Jesus shouted, but his authority, and what it means for anyone to have authority, is when they can speak in a way that the other person can't help but listen. It doesn't mean that the person with authority always gets the other person to do what they want them to do, because every one of us has done what we weren't supposed to do before, right? Doesn't mean the person in charge didn't have authority. But their authority is known when we can feel it, right? When it's here. When we know what they're saying, we know it's true, and we know we ought to do it. Then, the burden's on us. We got to make a decision about whether or not to do what they said. That's what all the language in that first reading is about, being subject to one another. That's a kind of a hard word. The older kids might have a little better handle on that. But to be subject to somebody is to be underneath them, to be under their authority. And so all things are subject or under the authority of the Lord Jesus, which means every one of us, from the littlest one of you to the biggest one of us, even the guy in the funny clothes, we're subject to the authority of Jesus. But each of us, in our own way, we have to exercise authority. We have to lead other people. And sometimes that happens because of who we are, what our job is, right? So your teachers and their assistants, they lead you. Mr. Toll and I help lead the whole school and the whole parish, right? And so sometimes, as the priest, I have to tell people things they don't want to hear. Sometimes I have to tell them to knock stuff off, just like your teachers have to tell you to knock it off. Sometimes I even have to tell people to go away for a while because they're a problem, right? But that doesn't happen because I think I'm especially important, but because of the authority that Jesus has given me. Your parents or grandparents or whoever do the same thing at home, and you, in your own way, you really do the same thing even with your friends. You can't necessarily make them do what you want in the same way that a teacher or a coach might, but you can speak with authority. Like Jesus, you can speak to them in a way that they can't help but hear you. And that doesn't only happen by shouting. In fact, sometimes it happens with the quietest voice we can manage. So what I want us all to think about today is how we might speak with more authority. Not leaning on the rules or on the consequences to try and convince somebody to do what's right, but just the rightness of it. What it means to do the good. And what it means for us, each and every one of us, to be good and to work for the good. To be subject to Jesus' authority and to be glad for the one who's in charge of us.